Welcome back to Inside the Jets here at Vanderbilt.
We got company.
Yes, we do. Our player guest segment is presented by M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. The aforementioned Darren Lee has now joined us.
Yeah, thank you.
Darren, you were all over the field against Miami. 11 tackles in all. The stats say 25 carries for the Dolphins yesterday, 53 yards. You guys emphasized stopping the run, and you were really effective doing that. What do you credit that success to?
Obviously got to credit the D-line up front, obviously.
Smart man.
Just, we were clicking on full cylinders on that. We came in trying to execute the part of our game plan. That's at the top of the game plan is to stop and run. We knew that was the main part of their offense. Try to make them one-dimensional. So I felt that we executed that well. A lot of credit goes.
Well, how about the chemistry, it seems, that you and DeMario are starting to develop? Because it looked at, watching the film, me breaking the film down early in the season, it didn't look like you guys were on that string. And what people don't understand how important it is for you guys to be on that string, because a lot of times it's loud out there, you really can't communicate. So you have to have that nonverbal communication and being able to anticipate what your partner next to you are going to do, because if he spills, you got to scrape forward. If he squeezes, you got to go underneath. You know, you guys have to be on a string. How's that development coming?
Hold on. My mom's watching right now on Facebook. Okay?
What up, Mom Dukes? Yeah.
So you got to explain some of these football terms when you start going. Yeah, I want you talking football X's and O's, okay. But give me a couple of definitions.
My bad. I went straight to the graduate course. Let me go down to football 101. So when I talk about spilling, that means taking the blocker on in his inside shoulder. You seal the inside gap with your body, trying to push him back and make him bubble out so the runner has to bounce the ball. So if your backside linebacker is going to be inside out of the ball carrier, he can scrape over the top, understanding that the runner isn't going to be able to gain any ground because he's running laterally, not vertically. So you get over the top, hit him in the ear hole, you know, tell him about himself and try and get the ball up out of thing.
Exactly.
On the flip side, you know, if you get the out block and the down block and say a fullback comes and you take him with your outside shoulder free, you're pretty much taking the inside gap with his body, side gap with your body. But what that means now is your backside linebacker isn't going to scrape over the top. He's inside out, knowing that the runner's going to have to cut the ball inside, and then you hit him with the night-night kiss.
I love
it. Love you, but I got to do you.
So, D, talk about that.
I'd say the chemistry with me and call him Double D. I mean, so call him DeMario.
But, I call him Morris Chestnut, like a fake Morris Chestnut.
Oh, man.
Oh, good.
Oh, he's going to hear about that one.
Oh, he's heard it his whole career. Yeah, he know what it is.
Got you. So I think the chemistry with that definitely will come with just playing fast and just playing fast and having the trust with each other. We talk a lot in the film room, just communicating simple things. And we make, I guess, certain checks that he would see, the subtle checks that you see out there on the field. We make those kind of in the film, so it's just kind of innate. We go out and practice them. So I think that and then just playing fast. So it's like, you know, if he sees something, he plays fast, I'll make him right. Just having that type of trust definitely, you know, resembles out there on the field.
How much of it is verbal communication and how much of it is maybe signals that you guys are doing pre-snap?
You know, verbal communication, yeah, but it's definitely just formation recognition. Me and him, we see things formation-wise, so we already kind of like it's automatic to be able to call and what check to get to. That's how we go over that. It all starts in the film room, honestly. We just build that connection there and then go out and practice it, and then you see it out there on Sunday.
About 13 years ago, I was considered a cover linebacker as well. Back in the day when we wore leather helmets. You know, how are you adjusting to the rules in the NFL as they continue to change with just how little physicality there is? And, you know, you can't touch them after 5 yards, but then they're bigger than you. They're pushing off. They're leaning from leverage. How are you adjusting and how frustrating is it, you know, when you have to go against a guy like Gronk and he's pushing off, he's, you know, pushing your hips away, he's leaning into you, and he's getting the benefit of the doubt? How frustrating can that be? And how's it going as far as your development?
Well, you seem to know it's frustrating, so I think you kind of
answered
your question.
Yeah, I just want to get you to say this. They paid me to ask tough questions.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult, but, I mean, that's where preparation goes into. Definitely goes out there and allows you to execute and allows you to play fast and not guess, just more anticipate. And being able to anticipate those certain type of routes and given on the formations that you get allows you to play fast and, you know, maybe an interception or a takeaway.
This is a serious question for both of you. Your first NFL sack came in week one against the Buffalo Bills. You got a sack in the first half.
Oh, you call it a sack. Thank you.
Yeah, I do. I do call it a sack. Because
was it a scramble out the box?
No,
I don't know. They call rough in the passer.
You didn't review that yet?
No, I didn't. Okay. I didn't get that. I can't watch every play, man. I got kids.
All right, so D-Lee gets a sack in the first half. When you guys are reviewing that, and everybody at home knows what I'm talking about, is there anything you can do differently? That's a serious question.
If I were to do anything differently, it would basically make me play slower, and that's not allowed. So, no.
Right.
I can't do anything different.
First of all, I'm lost. I have no idea what you guys are talking about. You talk about me explaining, spill the ball, squeeze the ball, but you're just going to talk right over my head like that. Like, I don't count. Like,
okay.
I don't matter. Words hurt me.
Slow down here.
Okay.
Darren Lee
came
on a blitz yesterday.
Okay.
He took down Jay Cutler behind the line of scrimmage.
Okay. I think I'll get nachos.
That was a sack, but unfortunately, we saw a piece of laundry go up in the air, and they rule, targeting or helmet-to-helmet contact?
Roughing the passer, I guess.
This isn't college targeting.
You're right. But I get so confused nowadays because I'm watching that, and I'm saying, there's no way that's a foul.
Well, it's a dilemma, right? Because what happens is, for people out there that don't understand, you know, the target is stricken? Man. I promise you guys I have an associate's degree in universal studies, I promise you. But I believe it's right underneath the chin.
Right.
To the about the waistband, because if you hit him anywhere in the thigh board or even a little lower, it's going to be called, you know, that's the Tom Brady rule. You can't hit him low. So it's tough for you as a defender, because if you hit him in the midsection, you know, your body, if you're not going to get the helmet-to-helmet contact, you're going to get the driving with your body weight, which is, to me, is the dumbest – call ever.
Like, I don't know. I don't want to make this a big thing about the officials. It's a serious question when you're watching this on film, and I'm looking at it and I'm saying I don't know how we're seeing this as a penalty here.
Yeah.
But anyway, how quickly do you turn the page now to Atlanta? Because the guys who spoke to the media today said, we have a 24-hour rule. Win or lose, we got to put it behind us no matter what happens.
That question right there for the game, it's behind us. You know, we watched the film, got our corrections, so now we're focused on Atlanta. Basically focusing on finishing. We're going to emphasize that for sure and try to get the job done on Sunday.
What have you guys learned from being from Jacksonville to Miami? So when you get in another tight game, what's some things that you guys have to do? What are some things that you can't do to secure victory so that, you know, because when you're in a tight game, 9 times of 10, you win half of them. You're about 50%. So the key is not being in those tight games. What have you guys learned as a group collectively?
As a group collectively, we have to continue to, you know, come out with that same intensity that we have in, say, the first half. We got to play to win the game, not play not to lose or play scared. When you see that, you see those simple mistakes and they start to pile up, and that's us as a young team. And you saw it. We saw them on the film. We corrected those, and now we just got to keep attacking and stay in attack mentality. And both sides of the ball, we're aware of that.
What do you think about Mo Wilkerson yesterday? I thought it was his best game of the season, not just because of the interception. He made a hell of a play on a screen to Jay Ajayi, a 3rd and 18, where it looked like Ajayi was definitely going to get the first down, and Mo came out of nowhere showing his athleticism.
Yeah, I saw that on film, and I was, you know, just amazed. You know, a big fella can run and get down the field. But, you know, that's why, you know, that's why he's here. He's a heck of a playmaker. You know, he's a leader, and that's what leaders do. On top of that, it was his birthday.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, birthday games. Hey, go and go out and ball out.
Listen.
No, I'll do whatever. I did that on purpose.
He loves his little pause there. Hey, one thing that I find very interesting right now is I really like the combination with you and DeMario, especially heading forward, because when DeMario was drafted, a lot of people were saying that, hey, maybe he's going to be the athletic speed guy. And he does have good athleticism, and he is fast. But now
– stiff as a board, but it's okay.
But now, pairing up with D. Lee, he's playing more of that thumper role.
Right.
And Darren is covering the field. How do their attributes match up and potentially – give this duo, you know, an opportunity for long-term success.
Well, we all assume roles, right? So, you know, when DeMario came in, he was my backup. He was brought in to be like the cover linebacker, come in and some of our speed packages. Darren came in the same way. And we assume roles in football, right? We all assume roles where DeMario was known for running and being an athletic guy, but now that's not the role he had. Now he has to be the thumper. And I think early in the season, the first couple games, he struggled with it. I think now he's accepting his role, and I think he's flourishing. I think he's playing probably, you know, top five linebacker in this league right now. But what it gives you scheme versatility. When you have two guys that can run on the football field, now when the defense wants to go in their scouting report, they're going to label you. They're going to say you're this type of linebacker, and he's that type of linebacker. But what happens is now Ty Bowles has the ability to play the bait and switch. Right, where one of these guys are usually better in switching, both of them can blitz. Both of them can cover the line, the tight end, so they can't assume where the coverage is coming from. They can play that game.
How noticeable is it for you as a player out there, the speed difference from year to year, considering last season, the unit, what you guys have going right now?
Just with the guys that we have on defense?
Yeah.
I mean, playing very fast. And, you know, I think that's building the chemistry as a whole as defense. You know, as Jordan, same thing. You know, we're all just playing fast because, you know, we're all trying to get to the ball, trying to make that play, but we're doing our job and executing. As a comparison to last year, I mean, to me, night and day.
Yeah.
We look a lot faster out there, especially on film. And that's good. You know, I think our coaches are putting us in great positions to enable us to play fast. And then we got a bunch of fast guys out there, too.
It's the game slowing down for you now, where you can be more instinctual, not thinking about where you need to be, worrying about your proper steps, making sure you don't false step and things like that. How has just having a year under your belt, 2 years in the system, helped you become a better football player this year?
Definitely, you know, had its, you know, growing pains, still a little bit here and there. But definitely DeMario has helped with that tremendously because, you know, he's played in this before. But, you know, he's brought helping an aspect and just little subtle clues that help me play faster. And I, you know, give huge credit to him.
He didn't tell you the wheelbarrow story, did he?
He didn't share any stories.
If he said it's a wheelbarrow story, just walk out the room. Don't even let him finish.
Oh, no.
Now you're an Ohio State guy. Ohio State got a big game this week. I think I heard about it, right?
Ohio State, Penn State.
Ohio, Penn State. Yeah. Now, you're not a Nike guy, but you got Nike gear on, but you don't have a shoe contract?
No.
Have you potentially thought about, I hear Big Baller Brand's going to come out with some
cleats? Oh, come on. I'm just saying, man. How are you trying to be Big Baller?
Have you thought about being picked up by Big Baller Brand?
First of all, shout out to Big Baller Brand, man. You know,
I got inside information, man. You don't really know.
Shout him out, you know, for sure. But nothing yet. But
not in the works?
No.
Okay, no Big Baller Brand cleats coming. They probably weigh like 20 pounds a piece.
Shout out to Big Baller Brand.
Thanks for being a good sport there. We're going to come right back with one of your fellow linebackers, of course, on the New York Jets. That's Jordan Jenkins.